The White House says talks with Iran could keep going beyond today's midnight deadline if they're still making progress. After 6 intense days of talks among negotiators from the U.S., Britain, China, France, Germany, Russia, and Iran, it looks as though they are close to a preliminary deal to limit Iran's nuclear program. If they reach it, the countries will then have until the end of June to hammer out a final deal. But will they just kick the harder questions down the road? The BBC's Imogen Foulkes is covering the talks from Geneva. Imogen, what are you hearing?
Well, what we're hearing, and let's not forget that we've had some of the most powerful diplomats on the planet basically holed up in a small Swiss town on the shores of Lake Geneva for almost a week, cancelling other appointments all around the world to try and get this deal. What we're hearing is that it will be a kind of a broad brush agreement, leaving some time until the end of June to hammer out some of the more difficult technical aspects. Unfortunately, these seem to be the stumbling blocks that have delayed an agreement time and time again over the last 1, 2, 3 years. And those are, for example, how much nuclear research and technology development should Iran be allowed to retain in the future under this agreement?
Well, there's that. And then yesterday we talked about a last-minute snag. Iran on Sunday said it would not send its enriched uranium out of the country to Russia, which would then turn it into fuel rods to send back to Iran to be used in a power plant, but be less likely to be used in a weapon. That's at the bottom of these negotiations. So where are we on Iran's enriched uranium?
Well, it looks as if there has been some progress made on, for example, how many centrifuges Iran should be allowed to keep. Now, that's the technology for enriching uranium. So it seems some progress has been achieved on that. And as I said, what we're hearing is one of the key stumbling blocks is future nuclear technology. And the other is the lifting of sanctions, how soon? Tehran wants immediate, and whether these could be reimposed if there were a suspicion that Iran wasn't abiding by the agreement.
Well, so Imogen Foulkes, we've talked about what's getting kicked down the road, sanctions, the issue of enriched uranium, what kind of technology Iran would have now and in the future. But what is in the possible deal?
Well, I think there will, what it looks, and as I said, we are a bit in the realms of speculation because it's a possible deal. What we have heard is that there will be some kind of framework agreement, joint statement, saying that there has been progress has been made and that there will be an agreement to limit Iran's nuclear program, but that specific issues, facts, numbers, amounts, and timeframes will still have to be hammered out. Although we are also told that we may get some technical documents looking at some of the progress they've been made on these issues. But, you know, these agreements, the negotiations are all behind closed doors, and nobody wants to come out and say, yes, we have an agreement, and jump the gun and find that no, actually, once again, it hasn't worked out. As I said, there has been some optimism expressed.
The BBC's Imogen Foulkes in Geneva as the talks continue in Lausanne, Switzerland. Imogen, thank you.
Thank you.